The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Those of us who choose to live in the great state of New Jersey, time to go. More people leaving New Jersey than any other state. That is the headline story all day yesterday, and I'm watching it, and I'm looking at it, and I'm hearing you, and we're talking, and I talk to my friends, and people saying, Joe, I'm out of here. If I hear that one more time, and New York as well, New York is up there, but New Jersey's number one. It's about time we're number one in something in New Jersey, in the great state of New Jersey. You know, even when you grow up, you're in the shadow of New York. You're in the shadow of the great city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And they always joke, New Jersey is the parking lot of New York and New Jersey, you know, of New York and Philadelphia. So now, people, they start taxing us, they disrespect us, it's a land of corruption. Anybody just to get any special interest, they come to Jersey because it seems to pass through the assembly, it seems to pass through the Senate, the governor's office, whatever you want. What do you want? You want something? Sure, come to Jersey, we'll give it to you, you know? But we stay, you and me, we stay. We stay at Jersey because our families are here. And you know, we work in New York, we'll work in Jersey, sure, but we stay here. We see the traffic, we see the tolls, we see the incredible, the property taxes that continue and will not even, they don't even attempt to tackle the property tax problem. And we keep voting people into office who could care less. They don't care about us. It's about special interests. What could serve me? If I elect that person, will my law firm represent that person? If I elect, well, then I'll vote for that person. Nothing for the good of the people of New Jersey. Now, here it is. It's embarrassing. Everybody moving down. I ain't going anywhere. I'll tell you right now. I am staying in the state, and I think we have to just change the mindset from within, because then the story is this. And good morning. How are you? How you doing? I'm okay. Stick up for my little state of New Jersey. Lord knows I wrote the joke 20 years ago, 30 years ago, and more, 8 minutes after 6 o'clock at AM 970, The Answer. But it's so wild, because then you see that the Governor Murphy's office doubled down on New Jersey being virtually a sanctuary state, like California, you know? And it's like, oh my gosh, and we're just accepting people that come in here, and we're doing more for people from outside the state, who come from outside the country. We're doing more for those people than addressing the problems from within. We always run away from what the problems are. And I tell you the same, you know, I don't know how many times I got to talk to him blue in the face when I'm on the radio here, because it's common sense. It's just common sense. You can't, for example, you go to a city. Remember when Zuckerberg gave $100 million to the city of Newark? Where is that money? Where did that money go? I remember, and it was a bipartisan thing. Governor Christie was there. Cory Booker was there. Senator Booker was there. Oh, we said this is great. They were on Oprah. Remember, $100 million went to Newark. Where did that money go? Somebody tried to track it. It's Jersey, man. You'll never find it. It's in the Meadowlands somewhere. Someone took dollar bills. I think Zuckerberg paid it in cash because it's Jersey. Oh, Mark, you want to give $100 million to Newark? We need cash. And we're going to put a little VIG on that, too, if you don't mind, Mr. Zuckerberg. You got to love it, man. It's our heritage. It's our home. Oh, my Lord. And then a sanctuary state. If you get to schools that aren't doing well in a stressed area, what they do, they create charter schools. They do everything except take care of the problem, right? They go out. We'll put better schools out here, outside the area. You should go into another school district. Remember busing you into another school district. They never take care of the problem. They never go to the heart of the matter. And that's exactly what's happening in the United States now. They always just pawn it off to something else. Oh, you need housing. Well, you can't live where you live. Let me build housing and put you over there with some other people because they are privileged and you should live with them. It makes no sense. Take care of the problem where it emanates from. Don't abandon the stressed areas. And the Democrats have been delinquent, have been criminal, in my opinion, in that regard. They just abandoned all the stressed areas of the United States. They've got the votes, hook, line, and sinker. Now they're going to concentrate on the border and who's coming into the border. And then we're going to you're going to be able to come in here illegally, and you're going to be able to hide in New Jersey and in California. Inexcusable. You wonder why people are leaving in droves. It drove. Businesses running in droves. No one is addressing it. And, you know, shame on the media. I'm talking about it. I don't see it in the newspaper in New Jersey. I don't see the Star Ledger talking about it. I don't see, you know, they just back. And this was so funny. Somebody told me this. They were tweeting. They go like this. And listen, it's going to be a good morning. We're going to get through this. But I got to tell you this because I'm so, you know me, I love New Jersey. It's one of the greatest places in the world. It really is. The people, we put up with, I'm telling you, we put up with the congestion. We put up with that flame on the turnpike. I don't know what that flame is, but I love it. It's my identity, that flame on the turnpike. That whenever it spews into the air and you smell that driving down the turnpike. Yeah, that's home, man. That's Jersey, baby. I like that, right? But now that people move out, and someone told us that it was very, very astute. I'll have to look it up to give credit because it was so funny. She said, everybody moves out of New Jersey. They go to Florida. And what do? They vote Democratic out of Florida. They vote what? What are you going to get? And I have no love for the Republicans either at this point. I'm so incensed when I see the disarray of the Republican Party, too. After President Trump puts his reputation, his self, his whole being on the line for the party, and they never backed him on immigration or health care. Never stepped up for him. Yet he still passed a record amount of legislation. Yet the Republicans don't step up for the president when they do get the White House, when they do get Congress, when they do get the Senate. And certainly in the state of New Jersey, man, we keep voting people in who could care less about us. I'm telling you, they don't care. Do you hear what I'm telling you? They don't care. And in New York as well. You know, I don't know. Governor Cuomo, I always had immense respect for the Cuomo family. What he's just, they're talking more about people outside. Why don't you look at upstate New York, Governor? Why don't you take care of the people that, what, NYCHA, how did they fix NYCHA housing yet? That just goes away. But let's talk about the people that are coming from outside the country. We'll take care of them first. Holy moly. I wish my grandparents had it that easy, right? And the governor's talking about Ellis Island. Governor Cuomo's talking about Ellis Island. Oh, look what the Statue of Liberty says. Do you know how tough it was to get through Ellis Island? You just didn't come in, and you couldn't throw rocks at the immigration officials. Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine if our grandparents, huh, and great-grandparents, and in some cases, your parents come into the country in Ellis Island, and they start throwing rocks at the immigrant. Oh, that would go over good. They're shooting tear gas into people. Oh, my God. Everybody, we really got to step back, and we got to take a hold of this. I'm telling you, it's getting out of hand. And then you look who now is in the House and who they elected into the House. And little by little, those little pockets of people that they're putting into the House, and you know what I'm talking about, they are rogue, they're crazy. Elizabeth Warren drinking beer. Do I have to say anything else? Do I have to say anything else? Elizabeth Warren, I think I'll get a beer. Did you see that beer? Okay, where'd she go? Oh, and you hear, she opens the beer. What was that? And this is my husband. And the husband's going like, please don't touch me, Elizabeth, okay? It's like the weirdest video I have ever seen. And I thought, many weird videos.
When she opened that beer, First off, it's the most fake video ever.
Come here.
Right. And then she pulls her husband and he's like, I really don't want to be here. What are you doing? I'm like, all right, yeah, you're running for president? Great. Yeah, okay.
He didn't even come into full frame. Yeah. He wouldn't even go over. Please, leave me alone. All right, girls, right, I'm going back to the TP now.
Yeah, I'm going to the TP.
I am I'm telling you, this is what happened.
And then even the way she drank the beer was awkward. It was like, stop trying to be a normal person. You're not. It just comes across as disingenuous.
And now we see this. This is the lead story. We went into that, and more people moving out of the Garden State than any other in the U.S. The moving company, United Airlines, released its annual moving study yesterday. And according to its stats, almost 67% of moves in and out of New Jersey were outbound. The main reason for out of Jersey moves offered by the study indicates work and retirement being the main reasons for such moves, and the income range of those leaving most frequently is at or above the $150,000 salary mark. Wow, I did not see that. That, do you know the taxes that those people pay in that range? They pay the bulk of the taxes in the state of New Jersey. That's why they have to keep raising the taxes, because the people that do pay for the taxes are leaving. On the other hand, Vermont is currently seeing the most inbound moves at about a 73% clip. And again, those moving in at the highest number are making at least $100,000 a year. So Bernie's bringing people in. But you can't keep slamming us in taxes. You have to create revenue and you have to cut spending. And you have to just think about the people that are here, take care of the problems that are here. Oh, it's exhausting. Fellas, good morning. It's exhausting to have to speak truth on the radio. I'm telling you right now.
Well, good morning.
Hiya,
Frankie.
Want a beer?
I think it was off camera. It was off camera. And then the husband goes, please, don't put me on camera. Please.
And then she's not showing the beer because she's afraid that somebody's going to get on her or whatever. I mean, come on, stop it. This is the problem with the Democratic Party. They have nobody new or fresh that can come in and breathe life into this party.
I'll tell you.
And
Beto O'Rourke is young.
You know what's going to happen? That's just going to happen.
Mitch Landrieu. I mean, there are many fresh faces, you know, that are running.
Moving the needle. The only one who's moved the needle is really Beto O'Rourke.
It's going to be Biden and Beto. If it was today, 2020, Democrats, right? Biden and Beto. And I'm telling you right now, hard to beat. I'm telling you right now. And I know all the Biden videos and all the strangeness of Joe Biden. But right now, and then it could change because you're right. And Eric Garcetti is a true star. The problem is, and I'll be out there in Los Angeles next month. We're going out for an event. And the mayor will be there, I'm sure. And he's a great guy. But there's homeless people, Frankie, in the street. There's a sanitation problem in Los Angeles in the street. They don't get to the heart of the problem. What the question is this: who votes these people in? And who are they? Who are these people that are voting? The people that just don't even talk about. Yeah, maybe.
Running man.
Legalizing pot. Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be great. And then yesterday, the president brings in to the Situation Room. Now, when I was down there, and Joe Borelli, he was on the show later, and we were out there for Andrew Giuliani invited us down to go down with the mayor and Secretary of State Pompeo for that Italian American day. That was a great day. Kellyanne was there, just had a great time. And then Joe Borelli knew some people within the White House and took me and Arthur Idala down there to outside the Situation Room. You go in there, it's locked. It's got like locks all over. You can't, and we couldn't get into the Oval Office, but we were getting a tour outside in the peripheral. The president had already left. I told you about that. So we're looking at that Situation Room. I said, wow, that's where all the stuff happens, huh? Yeah. So the president brings in Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the Democrats to talk about what's happening down at the border in the Situation Room. And I understand the president's impetus for that, because it was that important. It's the security of the United States of America. Let's go into the Situation Room. And nothing. And then Chuck Schumer came out and played politics. Nancy Pelosi comes out and plays politics. Mitt Romney's going after. I'm telling you, we have to really circle the wagons, man. Circle the wagons. And they have to stay strong, because this is getting completely out of hand. And I'm telling you, like Al keeps saying, Albert, you're right. You have only yourself to blame. If you voted for who's in office, you have only yourself to blame.
Right. Like, he warned you from day one that he was raising taxes. He wants to do all this stuff. You know what? The person you should be. Yeah. The person that you should be happy about right now, and you may not like him, is the Senate President Steve Sweeney. He is putting the brakes on a lot of stuff that Governor Murphy wants to do. And it's amazing. They're in the same party, but guess what? They have a lot of differences.
Hey, talking about New Jersey, not to get too inside, Steve Sweeney is the guy that was supposed to be governor. And even all the Republicans went, it's Senator Sweeney's time. That's the way we always said. And that's the guy. And then, you know, Phil Murphy, nice guy, but boy, he went in. And the problem is New Jersey.
Hey, Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
They go county chair to county chair. And then they buy up, here's 200,000, each county, 200,000 here, we're going to give 200,000. And all the county chair goes, oh, you know, I like you. You're good. Buy.
Who are
and
you? Oh,
Not one regard to what problems you're going to solve, what revenue you're going to bring in, and how are you going to get a hold of the character. That when I talk about the sovereignty of the United States slipping away, it's happening in New Jersey. We have lost New Jersey, and we have lost New York. And California, no one even knows what the heck California is anymore. As beautiful as it is out there, and as beautiful as the people are out there, they're just taking this away from us. And it's time to, it really does, I hate to use the Indian phrase with circle the wagons. Is that bad with when I talk about Elizabeth Warren? Hey, Piscopo in the morning, it's 6:20, and Susie Cerrone is out there looking out for you. On the roads this morning. Good morning, Susie. How you doing this morning?
Joe, good morning. I am fine. How are you today?
We are good. I am up. I'm fired up. You know, when you see the national news, international news, New Jersey's the one state where everyone's leaving. And listen, I wrote the jokes 30 years ago. You can joke about it. It's like if you're Italian, you could joke that you're Italian. You could joke about the Italian.
Right.
If you're not, don't even think about it.
Right.
Now, this isn't even a joke. This is a serious economic problem.
Oh, yeah. New York, too.
Yeah, New York too. Yep. So, and all they do is raise our taxes on every little, and they never bring anything in. So we'll deal with it all morning. We are fired up this morning. 6:21, Arthur Idala is on the show. Bill Bratton, former commissioner of the NYPD and Los Angeles Police Department, executive chairman of Teneo Risk will join us. Always proud to have Bill Bratton on the show. And now Susie Cerrone on the roads for you at 6:21 on AM 970, The Answer.
And good morning. A busy one at that in Queens. We've got a crash on the Cross Island North, but at Northern Boulevard, that has one lane blocked. The LIE West, but it's slow from the Van Wyck to Woodhaven Boulevard. And now problems heading out of Nassau on the LIE. It's a crash on the LIE West, but it will Avenue, that blocks the left lane. Delays on the Van Wyck northbound, Linden Boulevard to Hillside Avenue. Cross Bronx westbound delays from the Bronx River Parkway to 3rd Avenue. And a crash with a cement truck in Brooklyn. This is on the BQE southbound at Meeker Morgan. Two lanes are blocked there. Alternate sides in effect. The inbound George, about 10 to 15 for the upper, 5 to 10 at the lower. The Lincoln is 15. Holland is about 15 from either approach. Good shape in New Jersey, at least. No problems on the Parkway or the Turnpike. Looking good on the New York State Thruway in both directions as you travel between Westchester and Rockland. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, it's Bagels and Broadway with me, Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9. I'll be talking theater, food, nightlife, day life, restaurants, and new food products. Theater, food, wine, what else do you need? AM 970.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Yes, we lost the captain. Daryl what, Albert? Daryl.
That's terrible.
Daryl Captain.
Daryl Captain.
Daryl Tennille.
No.
Is that his name?
No.
What was his name?
She's Tennille. It's the captain and Tennille.
Right. Well, the captain passed away.
Daryl Dragon was
Daryl
his
Dragon.
Name.
Right. Yes. Rest in peace,
and
man.
What, that's here's kind of a cool showbiz name. I don't know why he changed it.
Right. But what's interesting is, so we lose the captain, right? We lose Daryl Dragon. We lose Bob Einstein, Super Dave Osborne.
Sounds like a guy making inappropriate movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Starring Daryl Dragon.
Well, okay.
It sounds like a 70s karate
movie. Yeah, all right.
We lose Bob Einstein, obviously Super Dave Osborne.
Hi, I'm Daryl Dragon. Nice to meet you.
I'm Mr. Dragon. And then we lose Mean Gene Okerlund from the WWF.
Oh, I know. He was great, that guy,
awesome.
Man.
He was a
Frank,
legend.
Frank, you upset when Mean Gene went down?
You know, I try not to get that upset about people I don't know personally, but in terms of somebody that I was a fan of, Mean Gene was outstanding. Yeah, I mean, you talk about someone who was just an incredibly effective broadcaster, an interviewer, a commentator, someone that not only knew the wrestling business, but understood television as well as anybody. Really, really sad to see him go.
Classic guy. Yeah. But listen to this. So all three of them passed yesterday. All three are entertainers. Guess how old all three of them were?
No, the same age?
Same age. They were
all 76.
76.
Wow, man.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Hello, my name is Daryl Dragon.
Yeah. And then, of course, Frank has to point out to me, he goes, Robert De Niro, 76. Al Pacino, 76. Those that are 76, I think you might want to take an extra vitamin or two today.
That's for sure.
Just maybe.
No, went in threes. The threes went
in threes. Yeah, I know.
So I think they're safe.
My mother said the same thing. It always happens in threes.
Yeah, but rest in peace. May they rest in peace. Yeah. So it's an interesting day. The new Congress will convene on Thursday with Democrats taking control of the House, that is today, promising to pass legislation to reopen the government without funding for President Trump's border wall. Watch this. Nancy Pelosi is she will be the speaker, and I'll tell you what, she's going to just put herself in a position where she's going to come up with something to reopen the government. Will that? And there's different other laws that are going to be sent. Rules are going to be voted on today, Frankie Five Boroughs, correct? Is that
what
they're
doing? My understanding, yeah. So, but I don't know that, I don't know that they're going to be able to reopen the government. It seems like the Democrats and the Republicans are still very much at loggerheads.
Yeah, loggerheads. Only you will hear that word from Frankie Five Bros Morano. I love that. And they just won't. They didn't even sit. They didn't even listen. I heard that Secretary Nielsen, for Homeland Security, started up and started saying exactly why we need strong borders. And then they cut her off. I heard that. I heard this is what I heard from the various news reports. They cut her off, and they just would not even listen. This is a political. This is a political attempt to take down Donald Trump. That's all this is. And you would think that they would just come to some kind of compromise like that. And you say on both sides, but when you say you got to keep the border safe, all right, well, come up with a plan. Come up with a plan. I don't ever see a plan from the other side. It's like if you're going to come into New Jersey or New York and you're going to say, all right, we're going to pardon illegals, and then we're going to just raise taxes, and we're going to do congestion pricing. That's my particular favorite. Congestion. These are politicians that these are people. This is why when people in the government are laid off, hey, God forgive me, I do care. I care personally because they are lives and they are fellow Americans. But a lot of people don't care when it's government workers because this is all they do. It's an assault on us. It's like you are put into government to impede us. You're not there to help us in any regard aside from law enforcement, aside from the first responders, and certainly teachers, that you go into a government job and it's just to impede us. Don't get me. So I'm in one of those moods today where how much government do you have to really have to really just try to, all they're trying to do is take our money with
embrace
no
hate. Embrace the hate. Embrace the hate. Come on.
No,
new
hate.
Year, new you. Come on.
No hate. It's
come
just,
on.
I just see in Congress what happened in the House, the Democrats, and I could think of specific incidents of who are getting elected, and in the name of God, I don't know why people vote for these people that are in Congress now in the House. And then before you know it,
your country goes away, sure. All right. And everybody's going to be leaving. We'll be leaving.
But don't these people understand, Joe, all of them in Congress, whether you're Republican or Democrat, if you do things to benefit the nation as a whole, you're going to get reelected.
They don't care about the nation.
Right. That's what I mean. They're all, a lot of them are in it for the entitlement, for the pension or whatever it is.
It's a good question. It's exactly right. Sometimes I think the president of the United States, and you know, deal with it. Sounds, it's not pro anything. It's just anybody who's patriotic and loves the country, I love. Okay?
Right, because I think that's why Trump is, I don't want to say he's the best president in the world. He'd say it, but what I'm saying is he doesn't need the trappings. He has all the money and the notoriety and the fame and all that other stuff. The guy cares. For those that think that he doesn't care, you're wrong. He does.
He has a love for the country. That you cannot question. But when people go in there, and I'm telling you, and just a really basic example is, if you have an organization, whether it's a law firm or a lobby firm, whatever you are, and then you vote for that person and you work for the Democrats and you've done that your whole career in your life, you make millions, tens of millions of dollars. And Frankie, you know what I'm talking about. They go in for special interests. They go in to support that party. They could care less how it affects the person. They could care less that it doesn't help. That the Democrats go in, and the reason I was a Democrat for all those years, because, oh, you can help the inner cities? Wow, that's great. You can help the working class? Wow, that's great. There's nothing from the party now. There's nothing except criticism against this president. That it's all anti-Trump. Show me an initiative that you have. I have not heard one. We're going to pardon people. We're going to let people come in for free. Everybody gets free everything. I'm getting destroyed in taxes. You can't do it anymore. And I understand why people are leaving. And then this. A Chinese aircraft makes the first ever landing on the far side of the moon. State media report. So you got to take that with a grain of salt. Did it really happen? And why is it the far side of the moon? Because we can't see if it's the far side of the moon. But I don't doubt that the Chinese put an aircraft, and everybody laughed. Oh, the Space Force? You don't want the Space Force? Oh, but you do. But you do, because this is exactly what the president saw coming. What Peter Navarro, I'm sure, talks to him about what China is doing down there in the administration. Now they've landed the first ever landing on the far side of the moon from the Chinese. And what are we doing? We can't even put a wall up. And the Chinese are landing on the moon. And you don't think they're scoffing at us, laughing at us. It is time we just sucked it up and just drew together as a country and worked together. And then here, the good thing about President Trump, though, yesterday, if you saw this before we go to local news with Al, in response to Mitt Romney's scathing op-ed, I'm reading here, he says he wishes Republican Utah Senator-elect would be more of a team player. The president did not destroy Mitt Romney. We're all waiting at that open cabinet meeting yesterday, right? They put the cameras in. I'm waiting for the president to take down Mitt Romney. Nope. He said Romney should be a team player. I was very, very surprised with that, and in a pleasant way, because I'm tired of the fight. Don't go, Mr. President, that's the high road you got to continue to take. We love it when you do that. We love it. And all eyes today will be on Wall Street after Apple downgraded its sales projections, citing slowing Chinese growth. Everything goes to the Chinese. I'm telling you. And you almost have no choice but to really deal with the Chinese right between the eyes, economically and in a military fashion as well. I'm just saying, with due respect to the Chinese, I really know why, Frankie, though, that Apple downgraded its sales projections is because I bought stock in Apple. Ever since, I swear to God, as soon as I bought stock, boom, it took a note. So I apologize.
No, I had a friend who bought an Apple phone just recently because she switched from Android to Apple. And I said, no.
And,
well, she's... You know, she's not that bright, so that's why she broke the phone.
Al, you are so mean. You are
How
so
am I mean?
Mean? Because
I'm being truthful.
Listening? What if she's listening?
She's not listening, but that's okay, even if she was. She didn't admit it.
Because she's not smart enough to understand that you're making fun of her.
She's a bit of a bubblehead. I like her, but she's a bit of a bubblehead.
I'll tell you what, with the iPhone, it's not Chinese slowing. It's not the slowing of Chinese growth. It's not that. It's because you got to change your keyboard, Apple. You got to change your keyboard because guys like me that have regular hands and regular fingers that you can't, my thumb covers like half of the keyboard.
Well, wait a minute, you don't have regular hands. You have manly hands. Yeah, I do. You have big hands.
Why, thank you, Al.
Not like that guy that we saw down in the lobby. That guy was handsome. Just saying. I didn't look at his hands, but you know. But you have large hands. You would admit that you have large hands.
I'm just going to news, man. I'm not... I'm not thinking about it. Thank you. Well, I'm going to take these manly hands and I'm going to turn off my microphone. I'm going to hand it off to Al Gattuso. I think Al's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
44 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattuso with local news first. Here's what's going on. Officials are identifying the woman killed in a two-alarm blaze that destroyed a Rahway home. The Rahway fire chief says that Shonda Smith found dead by firefighters yesterday who were attempting to rescue her from her Washington Street home despite being fully involved by flames. She was located on the second floor but was reportedly already dead by the time they got to her. Three other family members made it out alive. The blaze remains under investigation. A woman is under arrest following a brawl inside of a New York City library. It happened yesterday at George Bruce Library in Harlem. Two women began fighting, prompting a third individual to break it up using pepper spray. A spokesperson with the New York Public Library says the women, who ended up in cuffs, started the fight. Exactly what led up to the incident isn't immediately clear, but reports indicate employees were the ones who called police. In sports, Nets held off the Pelicans 126-121. Penguins smacked the Rangers 7-2. The Devils lost 5-4 to the Stars. And as you heard here on AM 970, The Answer last night, Seton Hall won 80-70 at Xavier. The Pirates have now won 7 straight. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Cloudy skies and it's 43 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. Alternate side is in effect. Inbound George 15 for the upper 10 at the lower. The Lincoln is 15. The Holland about 15 from either approach. Crash with a cement truck in Brooklyn. BQE southbound at Meeker Morgan. Two lanes are blocked. You're backed up from Queens Boulevard. That's at least a 20-minute delay. Crash on the Cross Island northbound at Northern Boulevard has one lane blocked. Accident on the LIE westbound at Willis Avenue. That blocks the left lane. And then once you're in Queens, it's solid on the LIE westbound from the Van Wyck right in towards Woodhaven Boulevard. Checking your forecast, a little cloudy now, but we'll see some afternoon sunshine with a high of 47. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 35 in the city. Friday sunny with a high of 48 degrees. Saturday rain and 45, but some sun is back on Sunday with a high of 47 degrees. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store's loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras, and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
You'll always get the straight story from Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Look at ISIS. Who talks about ISIS? ISIS was on the front page every day, beheading people. Nobody talks about them. Why? Because we have leadership in the White House. We have Donald Trump, who is reasserting American leadership in the world.
It's America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a lot better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-659-4866. 800-659-4866. 800-659-4866.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Good morning, Jersey Joe on the radio, 638. Live from New York with Frank and Al Piscopo, Radio Piscopo from New York.
I would climb in. If that's what it takes me, baby, to show how much you mean.
Jersey Joe on the radio. I'm staying in Jersey. I ain't going anywhere. 6:39 on AM 970, The Answer. I want to thank, we have a great guy that works with us, Sid Patterson, and he handles a lot of the accounts that are on the radio station. Appreciate it. Personal friend of Mr. Crowley. And Sid's guy, one of Sid's guys, Tom Vitavili. I want to say, is it Avatavil, Frank? How do you pronounce it?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
It's pronounced Avatavili. Tom. So he
just like to say
he made me this guy Tom from Sid's office made me drumsticks, and I meant to thank him on the air, and I might have said a quick thank you, but I had to lay into it because they're great. He got me like these 5A sticks. He put them down. He's got them wrapped in rubber, you know, so you know, slip proof, and they're like a great. They feel almost graphic, but it is what. So thank you, Tom, and thank you, Sid.
Yeah, terrific writer as well. He's got this novel out now called Give Us This Day, which is just getting all rave reviews.
Yeah, and he was a musician, very, very interesting background for Tom, and then we'll find out how to pronounce his last name, and we'll get back to you on that. Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Bill Bratton's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour, and always, always proud to bring the former commissioner of the NYPD in the Los Angeles Police Department, executive chairman of Teneo Risk, Mr. Bratton. We're going to talk about, you know, everything that's happening in New York, and Arthur Idala with my brand new Frank Sinatra cufflinks from Arthur. I so much appreciate that. Arthur will join us as well. Joe Borelli on the show raves when Joe sat in when he sits in for us on the radio show here. And Shelley Goldberg is going to tell us where to go. It's 6:41. It's a Thursday. It's January 3rd, 2019 already. And I'm watching the government completely unfold. And I don't know how you stop it. Does the president say, okay, not so much a wall. Okay, let's just put something up. And maybe it's just the semantics of it all. All I know is this. And your phone calls are always welcome at 877-970-2999. We are just common sense. We just really try to speak from the heart and organically honest to a fault. They are like children in Washington. These are like little children in Washington. And they don't care about us. It's what's happening in New Jersey. They do not care about you. They don't care about me. They could care less. In New York's the same thing. They don't care. It's all about their power, their control, and they get in that little bubble. You get in that little bubble where you have your own driver. You think about it. You got to think into their own little world. These people that we elect to represent us. And they got drivers. They got assistants. I keep telling you about the guy that walks over, oh, Senator, yeah, you have to go to your next appointment. I want one of those people. I want one of those people around, you know? And they don't care, and they lose touch with reality. And the folks that do not lose touch with reality, that care about us and are true public servants, we put on this radio show. But other than that, they're gone, man. They're gone. They don't care. Oh, and then you and I try to make a change. That you vote for Donald Trump to change. So he goes in there to change it and turns it upside down, inside out, and back. They can't stand it. They don't know what hit them. The storm came to Washington, D.C., and the storm was Donald J. Trump. Like it or not, agree with him or not, it's exactly what we needed, in my opinion. Somebody just to rip it up. Just to rip it up, and they don't like it, and now they will do everything to take him down, and there's no consideration. No one will sit and say, all right, Mr. President, got it. You have this vast popularity. Your people love you, Mr. President. How can we work this out together? Nope, they go right up against them just to embolden their base. And then you're going to embolden your base. Everybody's making videos now in the Democratic Party. Everybody wants to run for a president. They're making videos. Elizabeth Warren did a video. That's what we're joking about. She does a video. She goes on and she starts to talk to the camera in the most disingenuous of terms, in my opinion. As soon as she's, oh, hi. I can't. And listen, I don't know what it is. I just don't understand Elizabeth Warren. God bless her. I don't understand it. Then she goes, I think I'll get a beer. Why would you start a conversation online to say, unless you're Al doing his beer cast, and you say, I think I'll go get a beer. Like, oh, look, it's Miss Joe's six-pack.
Maybe I can interview her for the beer cast. It'd be great.
Oh, you should. Really I wish questions. You would make the call. I wish you would make the call.
Can you imagine? What do you drink? I don't know.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
You know what beer hasn't? No. Water?
And I've never seen somebody more uncomfortable sipping a beer than Elizabeth Warren.
That's what I mean. Like these, it's like the, you know, the segment in Us Magazine, stars, they're just like us, you know, and you see them like going to the bank or whatever. Nobody cares about this stuff. Nobody looked at that video the other day and went, wow, she's drinking a beer. I'm voting for her. You know, enough.
But here's the problem. The problem is that when you look at all more people leaving New Jersey than any other state, number one out of the 51 states. At number one.
Congratulations.
51, yeah. Who's the 50?
No. Isn't that what Barack Obama said? Didn't he say 51?
He said 57, actually.
51 no, he did not say
makes,
that. Did he say that?
Well, look, given the number of malapropisms from President Trump, I don't know that one mistake on the part of Obama should rake him over the coals for that. But including D.C., it is 51.
No, but I was just making a joke about Barack Obama, but your point is well taken, Frankie. Well said. But it's true, though. Out of all the 50 states, it's like, look what happens. That New Jersey's number one, and they're leaving. And it's everybody, and they're leaving in droves. And why do they have to keep driving up the taxes? Why do they have to legalize marijuana? Because they can't get anybody in here. Amazon ran for the hills. If I told you the effort put forth to Jeff Bezos to bring Amazon to Newark, New Jersey, and Newark has rebounded to a world-class city, the world-class city that it is today. You got to see what's happening in Newark. The jazz clubs, the restaurants, the Proust Center, everything is, it's such a great city at this point. But now Amazon goes, nope, we're going across there. We're going to Long Island City, man. We're not going in there. And it's because, is it the taxes? I don't know. Maybe we didn't give them enough, but it's inexcusable what's happening in the states of New York and New Jersey. And we're losing our homes. We really are. And everybody's leaving, and they're going to South Carolina. And South Carolina, I know you're listening. And you know what's great about the gentleman that called from South Carolina last week? He says, Joe, just make sure everybody, when you come here, you respect that it's South Carolina. It's true. Because everybody, and like the gal who tweeted me yesterday, says they all go down to southern states. They go down to, like, Florida. They go down there. And then they all vote Democrat. And then you get... That's what happens. Thank God the Republicans won. And believe me, I've had it with both parties. I'm done with both parties. I don't trust either one anymore. You can't just make this up. 646 with Joe on the radio. Frankie Fibrello. So there's a lot going on in Washington today. So the Democrats will take over the House. And then they're voting on rules today?
It's the first day of the new Congress. So what you do is you elect the speaker, and then you pass rules for how the new Congress is going to function over the next 2 years. And the Democrats are passing two major rules changes and, some other minor ones. The two major ones, one I think is certainly a positive, is they're reviving the so-called Gephardt rule, which was named for former Congressman Gephardt, that automatically raises the debt ceiling once the House passes a budget. Now, the Republicans did away with this, and I understand why they did away with it, because they wanted Congress to be held accountable every time they raised the debt ceiling. But this did nothing to reduce spending at all, and only added to kind of go off the fiscal cliff every 6 to 8 weeks. There's a whole debate about raising the debt ceiling, and then whoever's in Congress would hold whoever's president hostage until they would do what they want. That's how we ended up with stupid things like the super committee and stuff like that. So that's certainly a positive. And second, the other thing they're doing is a little picayune, but it's going to make it more difficult for a handful of rogue House members to remove Nancy Pelosi as speaker. So the rule is called the vacate the chair rule. And this is how, remember, Mark Meadows and the Freedom Caucus were going to try to push out John Boehner. So they're going to do away with that. Because obviously we know that with all the progressives that are in the Democratic Conference and with all the blue dogs that are in the Democratic Conference, Nancy Pelosi has to watch her left and her right. So this is, I think, a little bit of self-preservation on her part.
Yeah. Is she okay with her teeth in her mouth when she came out with Chuck Schumer? Do you see her always kind of doing that funny thing with her teeth? Do you see, is that me, Frankie?
You always pick up on that stuff. I never noticed that, and I didn't notice it yesterday.
I don't know what it was. Maybe it's
dry mouth.
Objectively, I don't know. Yeah, listen, we all got problems. So before we go to Susie, so I was at the car wash in New York, and I went through, and they got this really nice car wash in New York. It's very expensive, but and I went to the ATM machine. And there in the ATM machine was a $20 bill that someone forgot to take.
Oh.
Do you take the bill? or do you just not say anything? Do you,
so in the car wash?
In the ATM car wash. So I go in, I look, and I see the 20 bucks there. And I, as I walk up, now I'm such a diehard guilt-ridden Catholic. I take the $20 bill and I walk to the cashier and I go, someone left this in the ATM.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely.
And I think, did I take the receipt that somebody left? So somebody scrambled out of there. But you think that cashier went, oh, good. Yeah, sure, I'll take care of this right there.
Well, I know, but at least you did your part.
Or she might have given it to the guys who were, you know, wiping your car.
I did. I said that. I said, you know, if you can't find the person, please put it in the tips, you know. You went like that. So,
no, you did the right thing.
What would you do? 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:50.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, kidding. No, you're not, Al.
People are going to call now. He would buy a beer. He's evil.
Big mean Al, yeah. I got $20. We're rich. Susie, how you doing this morning, girl?
I'm good. I got my car washed yesterday, too.
Yeah, it's tough, though. I live in the boondocks, you know, mm-hmm. I wash it, and then I get down my driveway, and it's like the worst. It's like four-wheel drive land, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like Murphy's Law. You get the car washed Wednesday, it's going to rain Thursday.
Rain or mud or something. So, hey, Susie's on the road, speaking of cars, at 6:50 right now, 10 before 7 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey there, Joe. Good morning. We've got some big problems in Brooklyn. Told you about this accident involving a cement truck. Well, right near it, there's another accident involving a tractor trailer. Two lanes out on the BQE south, but at Meeker Morgan, it is just stopped from Queens Boulevard, also in Brooklyn. Crash with a school bus, Bell Parkway westbound at Coney Island Avenue. One lane is blocked. 20-minute trip on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound from Slauson Avenue to go across the Verrazano. Crashing Queens, partially blocking the ramp from the Van Wyck north, meant to get onto the Grand Central. Alternate sides in effect, inbound George, 20 for the upper, about 10 at the lower. The Lincoln is 20, so is the Holland. Crash on the Parkway northbound at 127 in Woodbridge. Two right lanes out on the Parkway northbound. The thruway southbound is sluggish. Exit 13 into Westchester. And good news on Long Island. Accident cleared off the LIE westbound near Willis Avenue. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
9-4 Syracuse heads to South Bend for its ACC opener at Notre Dame Saturday. Hi, I'm Matt Park. Join Jim Sadlin and me at noon with Orange pregame at 11:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's radio home for Syracuse University basketball.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports. Every Saturday evening, 8 to 10, we'll keep you up to date on all the sports news, your calls, and a lot more. Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10. We'll see you then.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today, becoming breezy and milder, high well into the 40s. Then for tonight, it'll be clear to partly cloudy, though 35 in Midtown, upper 20s in the colder northern and western suburbs. Tomorrow, some sun followed by increasing clouds, high 47. Rain will arrive tomorrow night. For Saturday, cloudy with rain at times, high 44. Sunday, mostly sunny and milder, high 48. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, if you have been in an accident, you need to talk to a lawyer about your case, a good lawyer, a good, honest lawyer, you need to call the Bramnick Law Firm, please. John and Brent Bramnick and their 18 lawyers are standing by to answer your questions now. 30 years, John Bramnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents and always on a contingency basis. No recovery, no fee. And during the past 30 years, the Bramnick firm has always provided free consultations to help people decide whether they need a lawyer or not. The Bramnicks will come to your home. I love to tell you that. If you have a personal injury claim, the Bramnicks will come to your home. And feel free to call 7 days a week, please, to get answers about your claim. Auto accidents, negligence, malpractice, work-related claims, right? It's a confusing time. And if you got any questions, the Bramnicks have all the answers. 877-423-4878. 877-423-4878. Or you can reach them at johnbramnick.com. J-O-N-B-R-A-M. NICK.com.
Eric Metaxas, a show about everything. Coming up tonight at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
Return to sender. Return to sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
Never got there, right?
Return to sender.
The post office does pretty good out in my neck of the woods. Not so bad. They come down that crazy driveway. So this is what I got to tell you what happened before. We have a great show. Shelley Goldberg's coming up. Councilman Joe Borelli, Arthur Idala, Bill Bratton, a former commissioner of the NYPD. So I'm going around, and I'm this was during the break. And you know, when I got married, to Kimberly, our theme song was the wedding song was "It Had to Be You." Remember that? It had to be you. It had to be you. We played Mr. Sinatra and we danced, you know, that whole song. So during the break, I'm downstairs at my house and I'm cleaning up a little bit, and I find in the corner a music box. It's got two doves on it, two lovebirds on it. And I look at it, I go, oh, what is this from? I seem to remember this. And then I open the music box and I hear. I gave this to my ex. It was the theme song to our wedding song. And I found a music box with the song on it. How sweet is that? And you know what? She gave it back. And it ended.
So it had a buyback guarantee.
Well, at least she gave it back.
I'm going, I go, what is that? I open it up. I go, I remember. What? Oh, it was a theme song. I said, all of that. Frank, happy engagement, buddy. I hope.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow, what a build up there. Gee, Frank, I hope you have a great marriage. Here's the box so my ex gave me.
I am so sorry. You got to let.
Wow.
It's all good. It's all good.
Yeah.
I said, and I showed it to the girls too. I said, how romantic am I though to do that? You know what I'm saying? I would buy that. Come on now. It's like,
I know the song I'm opening up with the next hour.
It had to be you. Kimberly wanted "It Had to Be You" as the wedding song. And I said, honey, that's great. I love it because it's Frank. Anything Frank Sinatra is great with me. And they played, not the band playing it, they played the old man's recording. So it was great. It's a 4.5 minute song. That's a long time to dance.
See,
you know, and everybody's got
to
stand.
You're in love.
Everybody's got
to
stand around and watch you dance.
So what?
At the wedding, they sit and they watch you dance. But it was too long, 40 minutes.
Oh, I can't wait for your next wedding. I really can't. Honey, what do you want to come into? 30 seconds? Just get it in and out.
Bumper music. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
No, it's Atlantic City or Vegas. It's like, that's what it'll be like that. Ooh. But isn't that funny? It's too long, huh?
What?
Now, wait a minute. No, marriage. No marriage. No nothing,
no.
You know?
Oh. Now you're
I don't
off
even
it.
Know what to do. I've done everything. Marriage-wise.
What do you mean you've done everything?
Well, because I've given my heart so much, I wouldn't know how to give it anymore, Albert. I wouldn't know what to do.
No, you do. I'm done.
No more. No, I'm going to become a celibate monk in a
Frank,
monastery.
Frank, I think we got him.
Somewhere.
Yeah, we have
got
it.
Him.
That's it.
We got it.
Huh?
That's it. We finally. It only took 5 years, but we got it.
What?
Then you're not going to get married anymore.
No, that's
no
it.
No more
I'm
kids.
Done.
No True. Nothing.
That's it. I'm done. Mm-hmm. I'm done. This week.
Tomorrow.
Okay, so
I met the girl of my dreams.
Here
we're going to have 3 kids.
I'll be listening to my music box as you read the news. Joe on the radio. Hey, Shelley's coming up. Councilman Joe Borelli, Arthur Idala, Bill Bratton. It is good. Marriage is a wonderful institution for other people. 6:58, Joe on the radio. Big Al's got the headline news live and local on AM 970. The Answer. We're coming right back, like it or not.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
44 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A 25-year-old woman fighting for her life after crashing her car into a store in Queens happened at 2:30 this morning on Liberty Avenue and 121st Street in South Richmond Hill. Police say the driver smashed her Honda into Salco Furniture Store. They don't think alcohol was a factor, but say speeding and slick roads may have played roles in that, and two passengers, a 43-year-old man and a 22-year-old woman, were also injured. An Essex County man facing charges after a traffic stop for a DWI turned up a loaded firearm. State police announced yesterday troopers pulled over Irvington man Assad Cleveland in Newark on suspicion he was intoxicated behind the wheel. However, officials allege further investigation revealed Cleveland was in possession of a 9mm handgun. He's been being held in county jail on related charges.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.